And as we mentioned a couple of moments ago, we've got a Thursday here already. Boy, it's hard to believe this week is really just moving along. And we like that, and we're coming up on the weekend. So it's time to check in with Tini Ricciardi. She writes for Guide Live, and she's got her agenda and the menu of your choice for things to do this weekend. Hi, Tini.
Good morning, Dave and Amy.
So I guess there's something really good at the theater that's going on this weekend.
Yeah. So I'm actually not much of a theater goer, but right now there's a musical in town that's absolutely worth checking out. The Color Purple kicked off a nearly two-week run at the Music Hall at Fair Park on January 23rd. And if you're not familiar with this production, it's based on a book by the same name, and it follows Celie, who is a young Black woman, through her experiences in the American South in the 1930s. Unlike the book, the musical is full of jazz music, gospel music, ragtime music, and blues as well. So The Color Purple is in town through February 4th, and you can get tickets starting at as little as $20.
Well,
so that should be really fun.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's Globetrotters time again.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I've actually never seen the Harlem Globetrotters, but I love the idea.
You haven't?
I know. I've watched the videos online, but I think this weekend I'm going to make time to go down there. They're actually doing three performances in town this weekend. So they'll be at American Airlines Center on Saturday for two shows at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, they are headed to Frisco for a show at the Dr. Pepper Arena. And that one's going to be at 2 p.m. And seriously, the team's stunts just seem to defy gravity. Have you guys seen them in person?
Oh, yeah. And they've come up here to the studios.
Yeah.
And they help me do that thing, you know, when you twirl the ball on your finger.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. So tickets for the Dallas show start at $15, and then in Frisco, they're a little more expensive. They're starting around $25.
All right, this next event is definitely up your alley because it has to do with beer.
Yep, you know where to find me on Saturday. Community Beer Company is celebrating its fifth anniversary on Saturday, and the brewery will be serving nearly 50 different original recipes, and that includes some of the ones they're known for, but also specialty beers and one-off recipes. So there are going to be obviously serving beer, there will be live music, local artists will be up there selling their wares and art and things like that. So if you want in on the action, you want to come hang out with me, tickets range $30 to $65, depending on how early you want access to all the goods.
All right. Now, the next one, I had to read this three times to make sure that I understood. We're pairing Girl Scout cookies and beer?
Yes. So Luck Restaurant in Trinity Groves is known for doing these really cool pairings. And since it's Girl Scout cookie season, you can go, and for $12, they will serve you four samples of local beer paired individually with four different Girl Scout cookies. So this is really fun, especially for adults. It's kind of like a get back to sort of your kid self. The first day this pairing is available is Sunday. And if you want to get it, you know, say for brunch, you will need to pre-purchase a ticket. And again, that's $12. But the pairing will be available through the whole week. So through February 3rd, you can just go in, sit down at the bar, and simply order it.
So what goes with Thin Mints?
I wish I knew. Let's see if they have a lineup. Let's see. I mean, I'll drink anything with them.
That's what I was thinking. So why are you asking me? Just, whatever's handy.
All right. Well, we got to go. I know you have a couple more left, but you can check out the rest at guidelive.com. Tini Ricciardi, have a great weekend.
Yep, you as well.